Quest Oracle Community proudly presents the PeopleSoft Connection, a Quest on-air podcast production. Hosted by PeopleSoft users Stephen Valentine, Senior Director of Quality Assurance at the Milton Hershey School, and Brooke Repine, a PeopleSoft Business Systems Analyst with Samaritan's Purse. This podcast explores and showcases how PeopleSoft customers are harnessing specific functionality and capabilities to drive business success. Welcome and thanks for joining us for another episode of the PeopleSoft Connection podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Brooke Repine, and joining me is your other co-host, Stephen Valentine. Also joining us today is Arul TT and Devin McCall, both from North Dakota University Systems. We'll be diving into the topic of PeopleSoft insights and leveraging the power of this in-app embedded analytics tool. Welcome, Arul. Welcome, Devin. We're so glad you're joining us today and excited to hear about your experience with Insights. Let's start at the beginning. Can we give our listeners a brief introduction to what PeopleSoft Insights are?
They're analytical visualizations and dashboards within the entire PeopleSoft suite, from HCM, where we focus, finance, and then campus solutions. So it's just a better way to visualize your data if you've ever used Power BI or Tableau or something along those lines. Now that data that's already housed in your source system can be turned into visualizations.
Could you give us just an idea of what kind of data you're looking at with one?
So the one that we like to talk about the most is like our workforce insights, where you can look at current headcount of employees, employee turnover. You can dig into the actual analytics of headcount by department, part-time. And with the insights dashboards, they're highly interactive. So you can filter and change the visualizations just by clicking into the visualizations. And even with other visualizations, you have really cool abilities to take action on different items and different insights. Like year-end insights, you can go and view W-2s for errors and help make those corrections.
So I could really say it's probably I run a query into a pivot table and filter. It's all of that in a nice, pretty dashboard that I can drill down.
Absolutely. You can go from really high level to incredibly granular.
Sounds pretty cool.
And one important thing is it is free. We don't have to pay any licenses. It's a free analytics tool that you can leverage. You have data in your system. Sometimes we don't make good use of the data in the system to make some executed decisions. So having it as a picture, drillable charts, it is very easy for people to look at the data and make some informed decisions.
And so they've delivered insights for both HCM and FSCM. So they already have some delivered insights, but then we also have the ability, which we're not going to really talk about today a whole lot, but we'll also have the ability to make custom dashboards as well.
Yeah, PeopleSoft is making a huge investments in rolling out many insights in HCM and financials. They have made it as one of their big roadmap items to improve upon. So we have seen a lot. They started with administrative insights. They moved to manager self-service, employee self-service, and they are trying to put it in some of the transactional pages too.
And I understand you guys have implemented your insights without consultants. You've used your functional staff to do a lot of the work. I think that's great for our listeners to know that it's something that they can achieve without having to hire outside help.
Once you get your first insights dashboards deployed, there's a good roadmap for how to do it and knowing what to troubleshoot when data is, you know, maybe not there. And once it gets out there, it's phenomenal. It's excellent to see your own data in a visualization right in your system. I think that's something that we love, is they're easy to deploy and it's great to just have that data at your fingertips now.
So could you guys talk a little bit about your journey implementing Insights? I believe you were on Kibana originally and then converted to Insights. So can you talk a little bit about what led you guys to move in that direction and maybe talk about your implementation?
To deploy a delivered Insights, you don't need to add any code. You can just follow some steps of configurations and turn on Insight. The way we started is we looked into this capability in some of the Oracle's presentations, and we came back after a Quest conference and said, hey, can we try this? And we had some good learning resources from Quest and other forums. And we picked up a simple one and tried to deploy the search definition. You know, there are certain steps we can go into a little deep. So we followed the steps and saw the results. And once we found that easy, you know, configurable, then we moved to others. And one of the complaints from our customers is they don't have good analytics in PeopleSoft. So this directly bridges that gap. So we took this opportunity and moved so on with one module to another.
Yeah. Our users were clamoring for the data, and we'd had Kibana, and our users were really saying like, hey, bring us the data. We want it easily accessible. We want to be able to visualize it. And Insights was it. That was the answer to being able to provide useful data and useful visualizations to our users. We went crazy. I think that the rallying cry coming out of Blueprint in Dallas was just turn it on. And that's what we did. We started deploying everything. Workforce was out first. Year-end Insights came with the image update that year or last year. I think it's been a shock to our users to be like, oh, we have this availability right now. And it's good to see them getting into it, and it shows that now it's turning our focus into data literacy and really understanding what those visualizations can do for you.
I think it's really exciting you guys went to Blueprint and learned a lot about it. So that's some of the value you can get out of going to a conference and talk to other users and learn more about the products that we're rolling out and encourage you into doing that. So I know when you guys implemented, you said you turned everything on and you had some challenges. So can you talk a little about those challenges with turning it all on?
Too much, too fast. Process monitor, like we started really jamming up our process monitors. So we had to be careful, right? We couldn't just do it all once. We had to learn that running a full index for the first time for everything can take a long time. That said, though, you know, Oracle has since, you know, even within the last year, started to deliver ways to partition your data. You can partition by dates or into equal buckets to help get those full indexes to run a little bit faster and more efficiently. We started seeing data, new tables being introduced, new queries, challenges with the backend security, with our role level security, and who has access to the data.
And, you know, not all the insights are same. There are some insights which you can turn it on, like workforce insights, payroll, year-end insights. There are some insights you need to do some configurations to add your data into it. For example, the payroll insights, you have to do some configurations to get your data shown correctly. The security is another part. In each insights, the security is handled a different way, but your row-level security will take precedence, and there is no data security issues with that. And you know, running the full index was a challenge at the beginning, but now Oracle has made a lot of improvements in there where you can partition your data. You can run it from a date range, things like that. So when we started, we ran into some roadblocks, but those are getting addressed as Oracle move changes day by day.
You talked about security issues, but you mentioned that you rolled out workforce because that's really an HR feature. HR is looking at the data, so that at least to get it started, limited your need for security, right?
Yeah, there wasn't any gotcha or sneaky security. There wasn't any of that in the background. You know, Workforce Insights is really pulling from job, position, and person data. So it's something that you would assume that most central users or administrators would already have access to that data. So we don't have to think too deep on that.
So that's one insights. We just followed the steps. Data is there. We haven't done anything. So yeah. If we have to recommend, Workforce Insights is the first insights you can try.
That was an insight dashboard that I think that once we had the full indexes ran, we had that live in a non-production environment in, what, a week?
Rahul, I actually have a question for you. Could you explain a little bit for our listeners Oracle's transition from Kibana to Insights and maybe put some background for our listeners into that transition?
To give a background, they started with Elasticsearch, which is a open source software. And Elasticsearch moved into a different licensing model, which made Oracle to have some financial implications and things, because this is given as a free service for the customers. So Oracle decided to take a new fork, still on that open source software, and rebranded Elasticsearch as OpenSearch and used that fork for PeopleSoft usage. So the code base is the same, the software is the same, it's a different fork in open source terminologies. So it's the same software. And they started this move from 859.21 and in 860.07. That's when they converted Elasticsearch to OpenSearch, Kibana to Insights. And with 861 tools, it's OpenSearch and Insights alone. So people who are in Kibana don't need to fear about this move. It's just some label changes. BPK, which is a software package from Oracle, and their PS admins can run that, and boom, your Kibana is now Insights and your Elasticsearch is now OpenSearch.
Great explanation. Thank you for sharing that.
I know we need servers if we were to implement Insights. So can you talk a little bit about what's needed from the hardware perspective?
Yes. So the first thing you need to have is a search capability. I know there are some customers who don't have the search capability. So you need to have a OpenSearch server. You need to have a dashboard server. The OpenSearch server and dashboard server needs to be connected to the PeopleSoft server. And the OpenSearch server should be connected internally to the dashboard server. So it's a full circle to get data moving apart. And you cannot go to Elasticsearch website and take their software and start building yours. Oracle will give DPKs for OpenSearch and dashboard installation and instructions how to build that server, how to connect that server to PeopleSoft. That's the first step you have to do if you need to, you know, start with this Insights project.
So does the data go from PeopleSoft to the search server? Is that like an overnight process?
So if I have to go back a little bit, with this OpenSearch, PeopleSoft uses PS Query, Connected Query, and Composite Query as their data sources. So what they would have is they would have a PS Query created in PeopleSoft, and they have something called Search Definition, which connects some attributes of the search to the PS Query. And they would collect data from that PS Query, and they have an App Engine, which runs, collects the data, and sends it to OpenSearch server. When it goes to OpenSearch server, it is no more a table-based structure. It's a file-based structure. And the data retrieval would be fast. So the data is first exported from PeopleSoft in form of a file to OpenSearch server.
So the data is as current as the job that you want to run. So if you want to run a job every 10 minutes, then the data is 10 minutes current. Or if you need to run the job every 24 hours, then it's 24 hours current. Is that correct?
Yes. Right now they have things called real-time indexing. So you don't need to run an app engine. Whenever you make a change in PeopleSoft, that will create a database trigger. It will send data to OpenSearch in real time. There are multiple ways where you can ship data from PeopleSoft to OpenSearch server.
Now, we have our incremental indexes or data scheduled in different ways. We have some that we update on a daily. We have some we update every 15 minutes, and then we're using real-time indexing for like our job postings and recruiting right now, which all of them are working really well.
So Devin, I actually have a question for you. If a listener wanted to get started with Insights, what resource gives them a list of all of the delivered insights, what resource would you recommend they start with?
I'd start with the source, PeopleBooks, right? So we had an idea of what insights were out there and what was going on, but PeopleBooks has delivered documentation that has a full list what insights exist. So like there's approval insights, absence has two delivered dashboards, benefits has a lot of delivered dashboards, four or five. Yeah. So it's going through PeopleBooks and the documentation there to see what visualizations come with it. We started with PeopleBooks to see what was out there, what exists, and we're building off of what Oracle has already delivered for us. And eventually we'll get e-performance out there.
Were there any other resources besides PeopleBooks that you found very helpful?
Yeah. So, I mean, PeopleBooks and then OpenSearch also has a really comfortable amount of dashboards, but it's getting out and reaching into the communities. So the Quest communities and building those connections. So a blueprint at Reconnect last year, you know, it's meeting people that have been working with Insights, working with the dashboards and the data, and just whether it be email, whether it be a video call, reaching out and working within the community to see what they're doing and what you can learn from it. So it's been a big help with our troubleshooting with our deployments, or just seeing what other organizations are doing to build their data and new visualizations is excellent to see. It gives us great ideas.
I'm really excited to hear you say that, because one of the focuses of this podcast is helping people realize the value of community. So it sounds like you guys reached out to user groups and reached out to others for help, and that's exciting.
And from a technical perspective, I listened to Sasan Bamana's presentations. He's doing some presentations on Kibana from 2020. He explains it in every block. So it, for starters, it would be very good to see how the whole architecture works and how to build a Kibana from scratch, and also how to implement the first one. So I would recommend that PGOs from Quest sites and from some Oracle presentations.
Shout out to Sasan, because he's always great at explaining things and always does awesome presentations. So very thankful for his work in helping us all. So just shifting a little bit, can you talk a little bit about users, user acceptance, how users are using the system, how they embrace this?
User acceptance is still something that we continue to work with and build on. I think we are deploying our dashboards, our insights, like for different user demographics, so to speak. So like our time and labor going specifically to people that work with the time and labor data. And the workforce insights, I think, was the first kind of surprise for our users, and the idea that now they don't necessarily have to run these reports, that they can just go to a dashboard. Year-end insights, I think, was our first one where user acceptance was really there, when we started hearing from some of the users that work specifically with the tax information on their campuses that, oh, this is the first dashboard I went to every day. When I logged in, this was the first thing I did, was went to see W-2 errors and then to work on cleaning those up right from the dashboard. So that was a big win for us there. It's been interesting too, as we continue to deploy the, it's not so much about the visualizations being there. I think that's satisfying to our users, but the data literacy that comes behind it. So the idea of understanding what you're looking at. Oracle does a really good job with their explanation of what the visualization does and how it works, but getting the light bulb to click with, you know, a pie chart and what the pie chart is representing, or a double donut chart. Why does the heat map have this city and state so dark red? You know, what do these data visualizations mean? So the literacy is still coming along. And I think that's something that everybody needs to really get a grasp of, is the data literacy and what it's trying to do for you, what it means to help make those executive decisions and make changes within your organization.
I know, as a data person, I love to see data summarized and I love to play in the data. And it's great that we can create those dashboards for our leadership to be able to see quickly and easily the data that's important to them. So I'm really excited about the insights and I'm excited about the dashboards and really appreciate hearing more about it. But again, can you talk a little about some lessons learned, maybe for our users that are thinking about implementing it? What should they and shouldn't they do that you learned from?
Don't get discouraged, because things will break. Follow the steps, right? Oracle delivers those steps. Like, they tell you how to do it from start to finish, how to deploy your search category, schedule your search index, and then you go through the dashboard deployment and the assigning security and all of that. So often when I've worked with other people, it's start doing things out of order. And that's one thing that we did, is we started doing things out of order. We would deploy a search category and then deploy the dashboard, and things just kind of got messed up with where we were in the line. So follow the steps, you know, work something good from end to end.
So the one expectations that the users and management should have is, this is not a replacement for your enterprise analytical solution. If you have a MicroStrategy or a Snowflake or something like that, it is not a replacement. This is some analytical solution to get visualization for your data within PeopleSoft. One challenge we ran into was to show large data sets. And don't go into an expectation that you can show all 25 years data in a snapshot. Yes, you can show a year data, you know, 5 year data, things like that. But 10 years, sometimes the dashboard would end up in error. So that's one lesson we learned, that you know, we need to be prepared on what data we need to push into those dashboards.
So if someone wanted to start testing it out and working in it, can they mess anything up?
You know, you can always revert back to what the original is. I guess that's another lesson, because I had been modifying the dashboards and non-prods without copying the original. So copy your dashboards or clone your dashboards so you have an original as you're moving through the environments. And that's not something that I was doing in our non-production environment. So when we got to production, we needed to make a clone. So just go have fun, create your own pictures and change pictures, because it's just that enjoyable.
And one beauty about OpenSearch and these insights is it won't impact any database performance. Whereas the pivot grids and PS queries you have, it will run directly into your database, which can cause performance issues. This is running out of OpenSearch through API connections to that non-table or the text-based database. So there is no performance issues reported for us at all. So that's a very great advantage of using OpenSearch. And this architecture itself plays a very good role in keeping the system optimal when people look into a large data set. Even though they go and filter out for a 5 year data, it won't cause any performance issues into the system.
Yeah. The visuals are the only things that update. It's not pulling anything directly from the system. Like some of the delivered insights have pivot grids that are tied right back into the system. Those pivot grids can get slow, whereas the dashboards that are tied to OpenSearch, like they will update immediately, where pivot grids might take a little bit of time. So yeah, you can't break them, you can't hurt them, and yeah, there's not a lot of performance issues. I think Oracle does put out, be careful changing the delivered return data. So if you have like by department, it'll show the top five or top six departments. They encourage you to not go past that number because it can create other performance issues within the dashboard itself, not the system.
Did you find that you had a need to modify the delivered queries behind the insights?
We haven't modified any of the queries. We have modified visuals. The upside is that most of those queries are bringing in most of the data that we need, or almost all of the data that we need, but the visuals don't always include all that data. So like I said, like time and labor is going to be our most heavily modified. Well, we're creating new visuals off the data that's already there and already being indexed, like the average cost of annual leave and the average cost of sick leave, just to show what the cost of absences might be for time and labor. Or you know, as we're using estimated time, like we're starting to put estimated into a couple of those visuals.
Yep. You can make changes to the criteria and the PS queries, and you can add new fields. But when you add new fields, you need to make corresponding changes to the search definition. And that is also configurable. You don't have to create from the background.
So I have two takeaways so far. And one of them is don't deploy them all at once. Start small. Just start with one to get started. And my other takeaway is that Workforce Insights is a great one to start with on the HCM side. Are there any other takeaways that you would like to share with our listeners today that you haven't mentioned yet?
So if you don't have a search server, go to your PS admin and have a search server started. You know, that's a first great step. As you said, start small. And one thing is, your data security, if you are using row-level security, whatever query security the user have, it will be followed in Insights data as well. So you don't need to worry about that if you have row-level security in your organization. If you don't have, you can restrict with roles. You know, you don't show those dashboards to people. You would show only to the administrative group. So yes, you know, start small. Once you start one, I think then you go fast on others. You know, that's what Devin did. Now, Devin do everything independently, and he would reach out to me only if he had questions.
That's a big thing, though. A rule, I think, is underplaying like how significant of a role is played within the insights and deployments. They are very, very functional. So if you have a functional team member that is ready, willing, and able to do it, send them out and have them do it. But it's important to be collaborative and close with your security and your technical teams. And it's one of those efforts where I feel like it was the teams kind of put together of functional and technical, and showing how staying in good communication and working on the same page can really make for easy and smooth deployments of delivered PeopleSoft objects. Just go turn it on.
Great. I think you guys have really done a great job of breaking it down, making it seem like a doable implementation and something I'm hoping people get excited about it. I think Insights is really an exciting tool where we can get the data analytics, and I'm excited about the things that Oracle's doing with it as well. So thank you for your willingness to help and explain to users.
Absolutely.
Agreed. This has been an incredible conversation. Thank you, Devin. Thank you, Arul, for sharing your journey, your lessons learned, and practical advice. We hope our listeners also are taking a lot away from this conversation. If our listeners haven't subscribed yet, PeopleSoft Connection Podcast, we encourage you to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We'll continue to bring you real stories and strategies to help you get the most out of your PeopleSoft product. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in for today's episode of the PeopleSoft Connection, a Quest on-air podcast production. Show notes and links can be found at questoraclecommunity.org/PSFTConnection. To learn more about what's happening in the Quest PeopleSoft community, visit our website, questoraclecommunity.org/PeopleSoft-community.